people. Crazy people. Crazy people like me. Go crazy, oh, people like you. Crazy people.
Hurry, Miranda! It's starting! It's starting!
I'm coming, Annabelle! I'm coming!
To the good in you, sister.
And in you, sister.
Oh, that wine is good.
I thought you'd like it. It's French.
Oh, French, my favourite. You are good, sister. Did you get the sensations?
They're in the bowl.
What flavour are they? I hope they're not the Thai chilli. That flavour gives me complicated dreams.
No, Annabelle, it's chicken and thyme, like you asked for.
Oh, you are good, Miranda. There should be a special award for people like you. Did you lock the door?
Yes, and I put the chain on.
Oh, I never think of that. You are so good. It's just like Lucy always said. The world doesn't see its best people. It had to be you she had in mind when she said that.
Look, Annabelle, it's the red carpet. And those cars. How do they make them so long?
Miranda, you ask that same question every year. They're called limousines. I don't know how many times I've told you that.
Look, Annabelle, someone is getting out of the long car.
Who is that? I've never seen her before. They're forever parading out the new faces. Look at her. She's like a long stick of carrot. Who is she, Miranda?
I don't know. She has lovely arms.
I'm not crazy about the dress. It's so wrong for that complexion.
I would love to have a fraction of that complexion. And look at the length of those legs. It must take a week to wash them.
She's too thin. She must feel so guilty every time she bites into celery. Enough about her. I wonder who's hosting this year. Oh, sister, I hope it's not the pair they had last year. They were so irritating, singing all the time, telling each other how wonderful they were.
What's this their names were? Oh, I can't remember.
I don't know either. I just remember thinking the lad reminded me of Jeremy.
I hope you don't mean the Jeremy I used to know.
Is there another?
Shush, sister. Here it comes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Kodak Theater, it's the night you've all been waiting for, the 82nd Academy Awards. And here is your host, Mr.
Look, it's not the pair from last year. It's somebody else. Who is it, Miranda? I don't recognize him.
Oh, it's the lad they get when everyone else cocks it up. He has a very happy-looking face. I think he's a comedian.
Oh, I hope he doesn't start telling jokes. I'm not in the mood for jokes tonight.
I hear you, sister. I am fed up with jokers. And you know, most of the time they're not funny. Oh, look who's in the audience.
Is that Julie Christie?
You know, Annabelle, I think it is. I thought she had stopped making films.
She made one a couple of years ago. Something about a lady with... Oh, what's this they call it? Alzheimer's.
Oh, yes. She didn't recognise her own husband. It was so sad.
So sad, sister. And she was so good in it.
She had me convinced.
I loved her in Dr. Zhivago. She was so young then and so beautiful. And what was that other one? You know, the one about the child that drowns. And the couple go to Venice to forget all about it.
Chinatown?
No, Miranda. That was Faye Dunaway in Los Angeles, abused by her own father.
Ryan's daughter?
No, Miranda. That was Sarah Miles having an affair with a crippled English soldier somewhere on Dingle Peninsula.
Don't look now.
Oh, yes, that's it. Don't look now. That was such a good film. She was so good in that one. And so beautiful.
You know, sister, I was once told I looked like Julie Christie. A young Julie Christie.
Now, who told you a thing like that?
Oh, someone I used to know.
Did I know this someone?
I don't think so. It was during your first spell of ignoring me.
Well, I don't know about that. Besides, how could you look like a young Julie Christie? You're 69, for goodness sakes.
68.
68, 85, 150. What difference does it make? You're not Julie Christie. Ooh, it's wild out there.
Ooh, not a night to be out and about.
I'm with you there, sister. Are you sure you closed the door properly?
And the nominees are... Christopher
Look,
Plummer.
Annabelle, it's time for the first award. It's the supporting actor category.
Who's in the running? Hugh Grant? Oh, I hope he doesn't win. I don't approve of men who find it necessary to resort to the kind of thing that lad does.
What sort of thing is that, sister?
You know, requiring the services of a certain kind of lady.
What lady would that be? And for what?
Honestly, Miranda, I shouldn't have to spell it out. It makes me wonder how you've managed all these years. It really does.
I've had you looking out for me, Annabelle. That's how. And don't think I don't know it.
And as for that other lad, apparently he gives dogs mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
He does not.
It was in the Sunday Times.
Well, he's not getting my vote either.
Who does that leave?
Tom.
Oh, poor Tom. He never wins. Let's root for Tom. There's no harm in him.
I'm not so sure about that.
What do you mean?
He belongs to one of those strange religions.
Don't be silly, Miranda. All religions are strange. If there is one thing I have learned, it's that, sister.
Shh! He's opening the envelope.
And the winner is...
Oh, well.
Poor Tom.
You know what his problem is?
What's that, sister?
He tries too hard. All that smiling and earnestness, it must really wear him out.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who, sister?
Philip.
My Philip.
Well, now, sister, he wasn't just your Philip.
My goodness. I would not like to be out tonight.
I know, sister. What would we do without Oscar night?
And the nominees are...
Look, Miranda, it's the supporting actress category.
Oh, I like this one. Who's in the running?
Meryl Streep. Would they never get fed up nominating her? I hope that last one doesn't win either. Look, the camera's on her again. It must really hurt to smile like that. If she stretches any further, she'll end up in the mouth of the lad next to her.
Who's that sitting behind her?
I'm not crazy about her either. She lies about her age all the time. Look at her. How can anyone possibly look so healthy? It's not natural, sister. It just isn't.
I hope Kristen Scott Thomas wins this time. I like her.
She's beautiful and mature.
And she can speak French.
You know, sister, Kitty Nolan told me I look like her.
Now, why would Kitty Nolan say a thing like that?
I was quite chuffed, sister.
I'm sure you were. And I hate to be the one to burst your bubble, sister, but you look nothing like Kristen Scott Thomas.
Well, you look nothing like Julie Christie, young or old.
I'm not sure I agree with you there, sister.
Well, maybe you should take a trip to the bathroom mirror.
And maybe I would, if you hadn't shattered the thing the last time you looked in it.
And the winner is...
She didn't win.
Oh, well.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
That.
What? I don't hear anything.
Oh, Miranda. You really ought to do something about those ears of yours. Considering how big they are, they really aren't much good to you.
Oh, it's the door. It's the front door. Who on earth could it be?
I don't know.
Why don't you go see?
Good one, sister. You know perfectly well. I have no intention of rising from this chair.
Do you think it might be Lucy?
Oh, Miranda! Lucy's gone, and she's not coming back. You would do well to accept that. You really would. My word. That is a persistent knocker.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I have no idea what you mean.
Let's answer it.
You can't be serious.
Come on. I'm curious.
You are serious. Well, answer it if you must. I'm not stirring.
Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me, go crazy, oh, people like you. Go crazy people.
Who is it, sister? What's happening? Hello? Am I talking to myself?
The bathroom is just up at the top of the stairs there.
There you are. What's going on?
It's a man.
A man? What's a man doing knocking on our door?
He's had an accident. His car has broken down. He needs to make a call.
A call? Well, I hope you told him what to do with that idea.
Not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
I invited him inside. Wait till you see him.
Miranda? I know you haven't been yourself for some time and that you were prone to unpredictable behaviour, but did you just say you invited a man into our house?
He's in the bathroom drying his hair. He's quite something, sister. He really is.
Miranda, have you lost your mind?
No, sister. From time to time I have a slight ringing in my left ear. Apart from that, I'm fairly satisfied with how I have turned out. Now, this man is in trouble, Annabelle. He needs our help.
You are too good. It's always been your problem. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. No one ever listens to me. That's been my problem.
Shh, sister. He's coming.
I can't tell you, ladies, how grateful I am. I thought I was going to be out there all night.
Isn't he magnificent, Annabelle? This is Annabelle, my older sister.
Hello, Annabelle. Like I say, I can't thank you both enough. It's not everyone who would invite a strange man into their house on a night like this.
What is your name, young man?
My name? Well, ladies, it's not a question I usually answer. But seeing as you're being so good to me, I am gonna tell you. My name is Oscar.
Oscar? Did you hear that, Annabelle? His name is Oscar. I knew I did the right thing inviting him inside. I knew it. Sit down, Oscar. Sit down here beside me. Will you have a glass of wine? It's French. Isn't he grand looking, Annabelle?
Well, thank you. I will admit, I find it hard to refuse a glass of French wine on a night like this.
We're watching the Oscars.
We were watching the Oscars. Then we were interrupted.
Isn't that a good one? A man called Oscar comes knocking on our door on Oscar night. I mean, what are the odds of something like that happening? Here's looking at you, Oscar. I do like the French wine, Oscar.
You're very thin. Don't you think he's thin, Miranda?
I think he's grand-looking. Look at his curls, Annabelle, and those red cheeks, and those eyelashes. Ooh, I'd love to touch them. But yes, you're right, sister. I would say he needs feeding.
Why don't you give him some of the soup you prepared earlier?
The soup? Oh, I don't know, sister.
But look, at the poor fellow. I'd say he could use a drop of hot soup.
Do you know who he reminds me of?
No, sister, I don't. But I have a feeling we are about to find out.
He reminds me of a young Gable.
Don't be silly. He looks nothing like Gable.
Or Montgomery Clift. Don't you think he has the makings of a brooding Montgomery Clift? Or, dare I say it, Marlon.
Please stop being silly. He looks more like Marilyn than Marlon.
Who's Marilyn? I hope he's a bloke.
Oh, he's clever too. I love a man who is clever.
Oh my, this night has suddenly become a chore. Is she vexing you yet, Oscar? No? Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Never mind my sister, Oscar. She's jealous because I look like Julie Christie. Answer one of my questions instead. Do you act? Have you been on the stage?
Oh, I suppose you could say that I've done a little acting in my time.
I knew it. Did you hear that, Annabelle? We have an actor in the house. I knew it. As soon as I opened the door, I knew someone special was standing on the threshold. I once performed in the playhouse. I was Cordelia, the most loved daughter.
Oh, dear. Here we go. You'll have to forgive my sister, Oscar. She hasn't been at all well since Lucy, our other sister.
Annabelle, don't you dare bring Lucy into this.
She's not well, Oscar. Quite disturbed, actually. You've been warned.
Here, Oscar, let me refill your glass. And don't listen to my 72-year-old sister. She's frustrated because she's older than me and can't do a thing about it. Now, where do you perform? Who have you been? Tell me everything.
Well, when I say I do a little acting, I suppose what I mean is that a little pretending now and then can be useful in my line of work.
Aha! So you're not an actor. There you go, sister. Not so magnificent now, is he?
You're not an actor. You don't perform on the stage.
Not in the sense you ladies mean it, no. I'm sorry.
So what are you?
You know, I think I'll let you guess what exactly it is I do.
You go first, Miranda.
No, I don't feel like guessing at the moment. Go ahead, Annabelle.
Oh, don't be such a moody puss. Excuse my sister, Oscar. A man walks into the room and she crumbles. It's been happening to her since she was 17. Get over it, I've told her. Get over it.
Well, I don't intend to keep you ladies too long.
No, stay. I want you to stay.
You better stay for a little while, Oscar. There's no guessing what she might do if you don't. Tell me, are you a doctor?
Oh, no. I wasn't so clever at school.
So you're a dustman?
No. Not one of those either.
A tax inspector? Or an accountant? Whatever the difference is.
No. I'm not a tax inspector or an accountant. Good guesses, though. I'll give you high marks there.
I'm getting bored.
Give us a clue, Oscar.
Well, I suppose you could say I work for myself. You see, ever since I can remember, I've liked to be my own boss. Keep flexible hours. Come and go as I please. My work is quite dangerous. Very often there's an element of risk involved.
You sound like a soldier. Are you a lieutenant? A captain? No, a major? No, wait. You're a pilot.
No, I'm a bank robber.
Actually, I've just this very evening escaped from a broken down police van. They were transporting me to my new home, you could say. But I'm not sure if I'm ready for a new home, if you follow me drift.
What did you just say?
A criminal. He said he was an escaped criminal. More wine, sister?
Oh, this is getting exciting. Where are your handcuffs? Have you got a gun?
Don't be so silly, Miranda. How could he have a gun if he's just escaped?
Well, it just so happens I do have a gun. My partner in crime smuggled it into me during our last visit. She has grey hands, my Wilma. Nobody saw a thing.
You have a partner in crime called Wilma.
Indeed I do. And might I add that she is more than my partner in crime. She is my jewel and my light. The moon that guides me. The voice that soothes me. She is my rock and my harpy. And when it comes to bank jobs, she comes in with some terrific ideas. In a word, ladies, she is my life.
Oh, it sounds so romantic.
The gun she smuggled through came in useful during my escape. Would either of you like to see it?
Yes, please.
Well, I am sorry to spoil the fun, but the gun is going to have to wait until the next award is given out. It's the Lifetime Achievement Award, and I do not want to miss it.
Well, just this one award, but then things will have to get serious. You see, ladies, I'm in a wee bit of a hurry. I have a rendezvous with Wilma, and if there's one thing Wilma cannot avoid, it's to be kept waiting for the rendezvous. I remember one time we had just held up the Athenry branch of the Bank of Ireland, and I was supposed to rendezvous with her in the low-lying fields. You know, the same fields those ages are always singing about. Well, to make a long story short, it took me ages to find the fields. I must have been a full hour late showing up, and boy, was Wilma vexed. Woo-wee! I thought she was going to let me have it there and then. I better not miss tonight's rendezvous. That's all I can say.
Oh, a bank robber and a gun and now a rendezvous. This is getting terribly exciting.
And so on to the Academy's special award for Lifetime Achievement.
Oh, Lifetime Achievement. I love this award too. They always give it to somebody I like. Annabelle. Remember the year Peter O'Toole won? Oh, he was so gallant and dashing. And his speech. Oh, such words. Such a voice. Listening to him that night made me so happy. I remember going to see Lawrence of Arabia at the Picture Palace with Lucy. I thought I was going to faint when Peter O'Toole appeared on the screen. That voice, those eyes, they penetrated me. They really did.
Good grief, what will she say next?
Who is that? I don't remember ever seeing him in anything.
I don't know either. Whoever he is, he has a lot of people to thank. You know, Miranda, these award ceremonies aren't as good as they used to be.
You're right, Annabelle. Let's talk to Oscar instead.
So, Oscar, tell us, what other banks have you robbed?
I've lost count. Wilma is the one to ask. She's the one with the head for figures. She plans everything, and I mean everything. Casing the joint, security, she works out the logistics, getting in, the time to do it, and, of course, the getaway.
Oh, the getaway. I love that part.
Wilma is so thorough. There's no point denying it, ladies. Without her, I'd be a lost lamb.
Oh, enough about her, Oscar. I want to hear about you. What do you do with all the stolen money? The loot, that's what it's called, isn't it? Have you ever been shot?
I've never been shot. But once I ended up on the wrong end of a knife.
Really? Have you got a scar? Can I see it?
Well, it's in a rather delicate place.
Oh, come on. Let me see it.
Miranda!
Tell you what, you stop going on about the scar, I'll let you see my gun.
Oh, the gun! I'd forgotten about that. You know, you have such an innocent face. It must be so difficult to catch you.
See what I have to contend with, Oscar?
That's what my dad used to say to me. Son, you make a great criminal, he'd say. Why is that, Dad? I'd ask. And then he'd look at me, smile, and mention my innocent face. Well, that was about the only piece of advice he ever gave me. So I decided there must have been something in it. And without wasting any more of anybody's time, I started into my life as a criminal.
Oh, this is really too exciting. Don't you think so, Annabelle? Tell me, Oscar, what was the first thing you ever stole?
A packet of juicy fruit chewing gum. I took it from a Sligo branch at Dunn Stores at about 2:30 in the afternoon of July 10th, 1982. I was 8 years old. Afterwards, I felt guilty. It was as though I had killed a man. I swore to myself I would never steal again. But I did. Again and again I stole. Cars, wallets, jewellery, the odd painting. And every time I stole, that guilt stayed further and further away. Until one day I held up a bank, my first. And I didn't feel a pang of remorse. Not one. Instead, I felt something else. Something I had never felt before.
What did you feel, Oscar? Tell us.
Alive! I felt alive!
No!
Yes! Robbing that first bank broke open a world inside me. Made me realise I was never going to be suited to a conventional life. That I needed to live on the edge. That I could only breathe in a storm.
Like tonight?
That's right. After that, there was no turning back. I was hooked. A person's life is only a few moments when it all comes down to it. That's another thing my dad said to me. And after that first bank, I knew the kinds of moments I was looking for. You know, I'm glad you asked me that question, Miranda. It's an important question and a very important moment in a budding thief's life. They never ask questions like that in interrogation rooms, never.
Oh, he's just like Warren Beatty in Bonnie and Clyde. Have you seen that one, Oscar? It's terrific. Faye Dunaway never looked so good. She was his partner in crime.
Can't say I've seen that one.
What? A bank robber who hasn't seen Bonnie and Clyde? What is the world coming to?
Crazy people like me go crazy on people like you. Wow, goofy people.
Well, Oscar, that certainly was an inspiring speech, and I know my impressionable sister has fallen for it. There's one thing I don't get, though.
Let's have an Annabelle. It's all right if I call you Annabelle.
Of course it is, Oscar. I've been called a lot worse. What I'd like to know is, if Wilma is the brains of the operation and she does all the planning before, during and after the bank robbery, then what exactly is it that you do?
You make a fine point, Annabelle. And now I think it's time to introduce you to Fred.
Fred? Who's Fred?
This is Fred.
Oh, look, Annabelle. It's the gun.
It certainly is. And with it, I can take out a moving target a quarter of a mile away from me. You could say it's another thing that makes me feel alive. Which brings me on to more important matters. I'm going to need some cash, ladies. Some quick cash. The keys for that little Jeep out the front would be useful too. Oh, and now that I think of it, I wouldn't turn down a bowl of that soup you mentioned. I am famished.
Should we be scared of you, Oscar?
I'd say so, yeah.
Ooh, it's getting really good now, isn't it, Annabelle? Would you like some crusty bread with your soup, Oscar?
Is it French?
Of course.
Oscar, you have to promise me you won't form a complete opinion of my sister based solely on your visit tonight. She hasn't been well for a long, long time. You see, once upon a time she thought she had a career ahead of her. On the stage, as I'm sure you've guessed. Then, well, what can I say if Lucy hadn't gone and...
Hey? What did I say about mentioning Lucy when I'm not in the room?
Listen to her in there. Do you know she sometimes parades around with nothing on? Can you imagine?
It's not true. I had nothing on. I had the radio on.
Oh, so now your ears are working again. And you're stealing lines from Marilyn Monroe.
Well, it's a good line, sister.
Oh. Oscar, all these little performances. The poor thing isn't at all well. She even admits it sometimes. I put it all down to Lucy taking off without so much as a goodbye. And to think she has the cheek to say, I'm the one who is losing her mind.
Who is this Lucy you keep mentioning?
Lucy was our sister. Our youngest sister. She's the one who got away. The one who ventured into the world. The one who got to live, as Miranda puts it, a life. Whatever that means.
Where is she now?
Who knows? The day she announced she was leaving, she went to her room, packed a bag and marched out the door. No one has seen or heard from her since.
How long ago was that?
A long time ago.
Here we are. A nice bowl of piping hot soup, full of goodness, and of course, the crusty bread, all the way from France.
Oh, my. That looks great.
An army marches on its stomach. I'm sure bank robbers do too.
Is all the theatre so necessary, Miranda?
This soup is sensational.
My sister put a lot of effort into that.
I thought you said you made it.
I suppose you could call it a joint effort, Oscar. Miranda, please go easy on the wine.
Oh, yes, Oscar. As far as Annabelle is concerned, everything is a joint effort. The house, red wine, the one and only man in her life. Isn't that right, sister?
Excuse my sister, Oscar. She's not used to wine.
Ignore her, Oscar. She isn't used to being so close to a man like yourself. Any man, for that matter, in fact. Philip aside, she has never let a man so much as touch her buttons.
Miranda!
That's it, Oscar. Get it all into you.
It's good. Really good.
Have you ever tasted anything like it?
No, I haven't. What's in it?
Wouldn't you love to know?
Yes, I would.
So, Oscar, tell us more. How many more banks will you rob? What's going to happen between you and Wilma? Where will the getaway take you?
When the time comes, Wilma is coming in my lifeboat. We're going to sail away together. I don't know much, but that I am certain of.
Oh, do you hear that, sister? I think our Oscar is in love. Remember the time we were in love with the same man, Annabelle? You wanted to cut him in half.
Miranda!
Well, that soup was fantastic. I really don't know what to say. But ladies, time is pressing. I do have to leave now. So, if you don't mind, I'd appreciate those keys and that bit of cash.
Of course, Oscar. Miranda, go fetch my purse.
Of course, Annabelle. But before you leave, Oscar, we need you to settle something. Tell him, Annabelle.
Oh, yes, Oscar. My sister Miranda has it inside her head that she looks like Julie Christie. Could you kindly be the one to set the record straight? Let her down gently, mind you. She's a bit sensitive.
And while you're at it, could you inform my darling sister Annabelle that she looks nothing like Kristen Scott Thomas? Someone said it to her as a joke, and the poor girl has taken it to her heart.
I think you are a remarkable looking pair of ladies. I'm so glad my escape took me this way.
Oh, he's a charmer, Miranda. We are going to have to watch ourselves. He might take advantage of us.
Now, ladies, come on. Do I look like I'm that kind of man?
There are some rogues out there, Oscar. You can never be too careful.
But he still hasn't answered the question, Miranda.
If you had to choose between Julie Christie and Kristen Scott Thomas, who would be the lucky girl, Oscar?
If I had to choose?
Yes, Oscar. If you were lucky enough to find yourself in a room with Julie Christie, a young Julie Christie, and Kristen Scott Thomas, who would you choose?
Just say the name of the girl you prefer, Oscar. We won't hold it against you. Sure we won't, Annabelle.
Of course we won't.
Well, ladies, this is a difficult one for me. You see, most of the time I'm on the run and I don't get to see too many movies. I have no idea what Julie Christie or Kristen Scott Thomas look like.
Well, Oscar, we can tell you they are both Very appealing.
Yes, Oscar. Julie Christie has an altogether poetic face. She looks both vulnerable and sassy. She has piercing blue eyes, blonde hair, succulent lips, the most amazing skin, so smooth, like silk. She's like the soup you just had, good enough to devour.
Oh, my. She does sound like quite something.
Kristen Scott Thomas is all that and more. She's both mysterious and mature. Dark, lustrous hair, thin, intelligent lips, sparkling eyes. She's like a fine wine. And she can speak French.
Well, this just sounds amazing, Theo. You ladies don't make it easy.
So, who is it to be, Oscar?
Yes, Oscar. Let us have your vote.
Ladies. Ladies, you got me. I'm stumped. I really am.
Well, Oscar, you can't have the two of us. I mean, there. Now, choose.
And now, folks, it's time to briefly alter the mood.
It's the obituaries, Miranda.
Oh, look who has died, Annabelle. He was a fine-looking man. And look, oh my. He looks so young. And look. Oh, the years do terrible things. They really do. They were so fine. Oh, this part makes me so sad. I can't bear it.
Oh, stop your sniveling. It's the same thing every year. That act is wearing a little tin, you know. What will our guests think?
I understand only too well.
And what's that?
I beg your pardon?
What is it you understand only too well?
They're all dead, Annabelle. They're all gone. Oh, my God. Look, Annabelle.
What now?
There. Look.
Look at what?
A couple of rows behind Julie Christie. It's Lucy. I would recognize that nose anywhere. Oh, Annabelle, what are we going to do?
Miranda, please, get a grip. What will the criminal think?
I've got to go now.
Oh, please don't go. Please stay. Nobody ever stays. Nobody ever stays for the end of my performances.
That soup. I don't feel so good.
I know it is!
Oh, Miranda, this is too much!
Oh, my. I'm feeling very lightheaded.
Look, Annabelle. The bank robber.
I tried to warn him. I really did.
Well, he didn't listen.
Of course not. No one ever listens to me. He was too busy answering all your questions, telling us all about his exciting life of crime and the love of his life. She is my light, she is my moon and my brain and my heart beat. Well, if she's all that, Buster, where is she now that you're in dire need of her? I tell you, sister, if I had heard another word about his partner in crime.
Oh, yes. What's her name again?
Wilma.
Wilma. I mean, what sort of a name is Wilma?
I hear you, sister. I really do. He made her out to be something sensational altogether.
She is not going to be happy when he doesn't show for the rendezvous. Oh, look. It's Lucy again. I miss my sister.
She was my sister too, Miranda.
And now, we come to the award you've all been waiting for.
What award is that, sister?
I think it's the Best Actress Award.
Who got it?
Oh, some newbie who looks as though her idea of Christmas dinner is a thimble of sesame seeds. Well, let her have her moment. It won't last.
It's like Oscar said. Life is just a few moments when it all comes down to it. That wasn't too much to ask for, was it, sister?
No, sister. I suppose it wasn't.
Now, who do you suppose that is, Annabelle?
I've no idea, Miranda. Why don't you go see?
Crazy people, crazy people. Crazy people like me, go crazy, old people like you. People like me go crazy over things you do. While we are underneath the moon above, you've got me acting just like a loon. It must be love, be love. Crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Wow. Goofy people, goofy people.